This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Two college students are launching a new business in Madison County. Andrew Hellman and Austin Rice are both students at SIU Edwardsville, and when they graduate, they'll be working for themselves. Both with backgrounds in agriculture and farming, they created YieldTech Aerial Services, and this morning we'll hear their story. Andrew, we'll start with you. I'd like to get some of your background. Where did you grow up, and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I grew up right outside of Hamel. We farm. My dad, Steve Hellman, we farm corn, soybeans, wheat. We grow a lot of hay. Been doing that since I was 8 years old. So.
Awesome. So a good farming and ag background for the business you're going into. And now, Austin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I come from an ag background as well. My family farms 1,600 acres in Paris, Illinois. We're strictly grain, so no livestock. But it's a good background for our new company here.
Yeah, so I want to talk about that, but before we get into talking about the business side of things, you both are actually finishing up school at SIUE this year.
Yeah, that's right. I am a computer management and information systems major. It's a mouthful, but it's handy for what we do here.
Yeah, and Andrew?
Yep, I'm a business management major, specializing in administration and marketing, so...
So I think that's a good mix of expertise for this business, YieldTech Aerial Services. So obviously aerial, we're going to be talking about some sort of flying and probably some sort of scouting. So I'll leave it open to either one of you who would like to give us an overview of what you do.
So broad overview, what we do is we use drones to collect aerial imagery. With that imagery, we make canopy closure maps, crop stress maps. It's NDVIs, if you're familiar with that.
We can do population counts also. The drone flies over the field, and when it lands, it can tell us how many plants are actually in the field in different areas. That's really important for that first pass. So V2 to V4 is when we typically fly. And then that can give a farmer a much better idea of what's out there. Instead of just walking the field, he can have information that he can decide whether or not he wants to replant or go with what emerged.
What type of work have you done so far with the business? I know you're obviously just finishing up school, so maybe you haven't had any customers yet, but you both do have the experience of working with this sort of thing.
Yeah, we've been working with drones for a couple of years now. We're just now getting into the multispectral side of it, the more advanced, but we've been scouting with drones for about 2 years now. We have done a lot of trials last year, and now we're full service.
The technology grows exponentially. That's why we're a new business. There's not much competition out there. There's not much at all around here. So we're just trying to keep up with the technology that keeps changing. And that's why we offer this service. We think we can add a lot of value to a farm. So,
what sort of benefits, if we've got a farmer listening right now? Well, these drones sound pretty cool, but I don't really know how to use one, so I could have one of you come out and help me. What sort of savings do you think you could get them as far as input wise, or what are some of the benefits you see coming from your services?
The multispectral side of it is where the ROI comes in. For our crop stress, the near-infrared band detects stuff that we can't see with our own eye. So we can detect nutrient deficiencies, pest infestations, things of that nature, and then hopefully fix that problem before they get worse. We can also make VRT prescriptions, recommendations from that crop stress. So if you do in-season nitrogen, we can make a recommendation for that crop year.
Great. So sounds like some significant savings could come about just, you know, as simple as flying a drone. And I would assume that saves some labor versus walking all those fields as well.
Yeah, so it's a big time saver.
For sure. And also, when we're out there, when the drone is flying the field, we are scouting the field also. We're walking the field. We bring four-wheelers with us in our trailer. That way, while the drone's flying, we are essentially double-checking and looking for anything out of the ordinary. And then we'll report that back to the farmer. So the farmer is getting information from the drone, data from the drone, and he's also getting a report from us, from our own eyesight. So
that's another question I want to ask. So the data that you collect in these reports, what's your policy on data? Because right now that's something that concerns farmers, because we have yield monitors, you have ag businesses that can see your data, and it's kind of like, well, where is this going and who has it? So what's your guys' policy on that?
We do have a service contract. The farmer owns all the data, and we store it online, so he can log into his account, download it all, and he can share it with his agronomist, his precision ag specialist. But yeah, the farmer does own all of it.
And other than us, he is the only person that has access to that information. The way it's set up is he can get online wherever he is. He doesn't have to meet with us, take time out of his day just to meet with us. If he's away on business, he can look at what we're doing. We do guarantee a 24-hour turnaround time, so within 24 hours after we fly, he has his data, so he can make an educated management decision on his own farm. That's where a lot of the quality comes in, is the time and efficiency.
Yeah, so, sure. You have your answers very quickly if it's a 24-hour mm-hmm. turnaround. As far as areas that you service, you're in Paris, you're Edwardsville-Hamel area. Is that where you're wanting to get some business, or are you open to traveling all over Illinois?
We do have customers all over Illinois for next year. We operate out of a mobile office, so we're completely mobile. We're offline. We travel to your field, get set up, and it takes us about 20, 25 minutes to do about 40 acres. So yeah, we operate out of that office.
For those that you have set up already, I'm sure there's probably some confidentiality, but are you working with larger farms, smaller farms, or is there a mix?
A mix. I mean, anything from thousands of acres to guys that just want to try us and just get 100 acres on their farm, which we're open to anything to add value to the farmer, any size farm. So.
Well, sounds good. As far as getting more information or contacting you, do you have a website or how could someone get in touch with you?
We have a great website, yieldtechaerialservices.com, and a phone call. We love to answer phone calls. The website's a great way to answer any questions if they don't have time to call us. Very educational, informational website.
Sounds good. YieldTechAerial.com. I guess one of the things that comes to mind as we're wrapping up here is, how did you guys meet? One being from Paris, one being from Edwardsville-Hamel area. Was it school? And how did you come up with this idea to start Yield Tech Aerial Services?
So the where we met, we just met at SIUE. We were both in the school business. After that, he was an intern at CHS, as was I, and we worked together with Kyle Brazzi, so we got to know each other for all last summer, and the idea kind of developed from there. We had a drone just to look at fields and take aerial pictures, and then we got the idea to take it to the next level. We foresaw being able to add a lot of quality, and we developed this service that we now offer.
I know one of you mentioned earlier that the technology is constantly changing, and I guess I'll ask, the quality or the type of drone that you guys have, that is probably more high-tech than what you could just purchase. I don't even know exactly where they sell these, but for a farmer just to go to a retailer and buy one, probably a little more technology involved.
Yeah, it actually took us about a year to get all the technology that we wanted together. We have our own system. We pulled components from several different companies, and we have a system that works. The software is one company's, the sensor's another, and we kind of pieced together the drone how we wanted it to deliver quality data. That's what we're going after.
Okay. Well, sounds good. It sounds like you guys have a lot to offer. Is there anything that I haven't asked you or any final thoughts that you two might have about Yield Tech Aerial Services?
We'd love to come out and give a demo for guys that are skeptical or want to meet us. We've been doing a lot of that this winter. Our mobile office is heated, so no reason to be chilly. But, yeah, we'd be happy to come out.
Andrew Hellman and Austin Rice with Yield Tech Aerial Services. And once again, their website for more information is yieldtechaerial.com. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.